Shalom Aleichem, Shavua Tov, Mishnah Yume continues in Chapter 5 of Yevamot, Mishnah Bet. Now, yesterday in Mishnah Aleph, we started discussing what happens if someone tries to do various activities that link or unlink the Yavam and Yavama, the surviving brother and the widow awaiting marriage, and what if they try to do one after another, if that has any legal effect. Now, in Mishnah Bet, we'll start to explain what some of these cases are. Ketzad, how does this work? Asa ma'amar bi'avimto, a surviving brother performs ma'amar with the widow of his deceased brother. Again, ma'amar is a rabbinic level kiddushin. Basically, kiddushin is the first stage of marriage. For a normal marriage, it makes a woman fully married. They're just not living together, haven't gone to chuppah yet. So in the context of yibum, between a yavam and yavama, it does create a bond on a rabbinic level. So if he does ma'amar, the natan lo get, and then he gives a get. Now, a get is a divorce document. It would cancel out that ma'amar. Tzricha hamina chalitza. She still requires chalitza, because the ma'amar and the get cancels the ma'amar, but the get is not strong enough to cancel the zika, the bond of obligation that the brothers have toward this widow. That is only canceled through chalitza or yibum. But here he can't do a yibum anymore because he's already given a get. Also, ma'amar v'chalitza, what if he did ma'amar and then he did chalitza? Tzricha hemena get. She still needs a get. The chalitza cancels the zika, that obligation that the brothers have. But there's still that ma'amar, which is sort of, is a rabbinical marriage floating around there. So the get will cancel that. Also, ma'amar uvol. If he did ma'amar, for instance, he gave her a ring, threw a party, said, hey, we're going to get married, we're going to do a mitzvah of yibum, everything's beautiful, uvol, and then they were intimate together, they lived together, started living as man and wife, hare zu kemitzvata. Behold, this case is doing it correctly, doing it just like the mitzvah. Now, this means they're doing the mitzvah as the Torah states and as the sages stated the best way to do it. We're going to see later that even if they just started living together as man and wife intimately, that does fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum on a biblical level. But our sages said, you know, it's not so nice just to like move in with your brother's widow and start, you know, it's better to give her a ring, give her a nice diamond necklace maybe, throw a party, have a festive meal, maybe bring a chuppah there, make it look official, make it look nice, so everyone feels, you know, validated and important. And therefore performing ma'amar, the rabbinic level kiddushin, and then starting to live together through yibum, that is the best way to do it. Let's go on to Mishnah Gimel. Not on get, but asa ma'amar. What if he went out of order, really? He gave her a get, a divorce document, and then he did ma'amar to try to marry her. Okay. Tzricha get v'chalitza. Now she needs a new get for that ma'amar. And that zika, that bond of obligation, is still there. So she requires a chalitza to dissolve that. Again, she can't be married in yibum by one of the brothers because they've already given her a get. One of the brothers already gave her a get. That cancels the opportunity to do yibum. Notan get uvol. One of the brothers gave her a divorce document. And then they live together intimately. Tzricha get v'chalitza. As we've said, after the giving of a get is really a rejection of the possibility of yibum. There's no yibum. There's no mitzvah of yibum after a get. A get, like, begins to sever that opportunity. So in this case, she needs a get, and the get sort of dissolves the power of this intimate relationship they had, which basically functions like a kiddushin, and she needs a chalitza to dissolve the zika, the bond of obligation, and let her marry somebody else. Not on get, they gave a divorce document, the chalitz, and one brother did chalitza with his widow, ein acher chalitza klum. There's nothing legally effective after a chalitza. Chalitza frees the widow to marry someone else, and she can no longer marry any of the brothers. Chalitz va'asa mamar. They did a chalitza, and then one of the brothers did a mamar to try to marry her. Not on get. He has to give her a get. Sorry, this should read chalitz. There was a chalitza. The asa ma'amar, and then a brother did ma'amar, natan get, or gave a get, uval, or slept with the widow, or the order was like this, bal, they were intimate together, the asa ma'amar, and then there was a ma'amar, natan get, or the giving of a get, v'chalatz, or a chalitza, ein acher chalitza klum. Nothing done after chalitza has a legally binding effect. So this illustrates the concept that chalitza severs the zika, that bond between the surviving brothers, and the widow that they're obligated to do something to help this widow's situation, chalitza cancels everything and nothing else has a legal effect. The Mishnah concludes, achat yevama achat liyavam echad. Now these rules apply whether it's one widow and one surviving brother, v'achat shtei yevamot liyavam echad, or if there's two different yevamot, two different widows involved with one yavam. For instance, there could be one surviving brother, Shimon, and he gives chalitza to Leah, and then ma'amar to Sally. That ma'amar to Sally means nothing because there was already chalitza done to this situation. And tomorrow we're actually going to explore cases of this in a bit more detail. Yashar kochachem, zay gezunt, shavuot tov.